Live from Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Forecasters are predicting freezing temperatures across central Alabama tonight. When that happens, the city of Birmingham typically opens the Boutwell Auditorium as a warming station for homeless people and those without heat. That did not happen on Sunday and Monday nights when the weather got cold. This sparked outrage among some. WBHM's Cody Short explains what happened.
The backlash first started on Facebook. A group of community activists went after Mayor Woodfin and the city of Birmingham for not having adequate warming stations.
I have to do this every year, and every year it takes me having to get on social media and rile up the community for them to act.
That's Star Robb. She's the founder of Be a Blessing, a nonprofit dedicated to giving people who are homeless meals, clothing, and hygiene products.
Every year, same time, winter comes. The city knows this. Everybody knows this. We do have days on which it is below freezing, and it is absolutely inhumane to have anybody outside. So these plans should already be in place.
According to Don Lupo, the city of Birmingham's operations manager, there's not an official policy for when a warming station is opened, but there are guidelines.
So if the temperature drops, you know, to freezing or below on consecutive nights, and the building is available, then we open up Boutwell Auditorium.
Again, that's 32 degrees or below and at least two nights in a row.
Twice in 20 years have we not been able to do a warming station anywhere.
It was freezing Sunday and Monday nights, but Lupo says Boutwell was not available. He didn't explain why, other than to say it was a holiday weekend and church services were held there on Sunday.
We made every attempt to get a warming station open. We're not a shelter. We're really a place to have people come get in out of the cold for a very limited period of time.
However, he did say the BJCC will be used as a warming station tonight and Friday night when temperatures are expected to drop again. Lupo admits a warming station only goes so far.
We need to quit putting Band-Aids on things.
And Star Robb agrees.
We know that this is a Band-Aid. We know that we should be pushing for not having to do this when it comes wintertime, because we already have people in a place where they can shelter.
Lupo says city officials are working for a more permanent solution. Cody Short, WBHM.